3 million Epstein files still not given to the American people by the U.S. Department of Justice in defiance of the law. What can you do about it? Well, let's go and look at the issue, because there is something you can do about this cover-up of the billionaires and powerful people that are abusing our girls. Okay, this, you know, foreign intelligence blackmail network, okay? We're going to get to the solution, but let's go over the problem first. The Epstein Files Transparency Act. Here it is. You know, what the law said was very simple. Not later than 30 days after the date of the enactment of this act, the Attorney General shall, okay, make publicly available, okay, in a searchable, downloadable format, all unclassified records, documents, everything relating to Jeffrey Epstein, anything about that, okay? Now, the law, as you can see here, you know, says that within 15 days of completion of the release required under Section 2, Attorney General shall submit to the House and Senate Committee on Judiciary a report listing all categories of records released and withheld, and a summary of redactions made, including legal basis. Very specific, detailed legal basis of why the whole thing's back. By the way, folks, my name is Peymar Montahede. I'm the president and founder of Freedom Law School, which I started in 1996. Freedom Law School website is where you want to go. I have not openly filed and paid any federal income taxes for over 30 years. All this hair was completely jet black, and I've been showing Americans like you to the same legally, safely, again, at freedomlawschool.org. Let's continue. This act, as you see, was approved on November 19, 2025. Here we are right now in February of 2026, and they're still withholding 3 million pages. And a lot of stuff they're given is being blacked out or redacted in defiance of the law that was passed by only one vote in the entire Congress against it. One vote, and signed by President Trump. This is complete violation of the law, knowingly, by the DOJ. Here it is. The media is reporting about this U.S. Department of Justice releasing 3 million, but there is more that they have not released. That's right. So, what can we do about all this? Well, let's look at who started doing something about it, okay? This is a Freedom Index of John Birch Society, Congressional Scoreboard, based on the U.S. Constitution. And the man here, you see that? Thomas Massie. He, along with Ro Khanna and Marjorie Taylor Greene, were the three people that got this law passed by Congress. As you see, Thomas Massie from Kentucky's 4th District, okay? He has constitutional votes score of 99% lifetime, okay, since he became a congressman in 2019. I mean, this guy is as constitutional as you can get out there. He's like a modern-day Ron Paul, okay? So, just, you know, who we're dealing with here. Now, let's see what goes on here with Trump. Here's what Trump says about Massie, who got the Epstein law, along with a couple of the congressmen I mentioned, passed. Okay, here we go. He says, people are saying that Thomas Massie became a liberal because he's the wife. What? What do you mean liberal? Come on. He's as far away as communist socialist. He's a classical liberal like Thomas Jefferson, but not the communist, you know, socialist liberal. Because his wife is supposedly a radical left flamethrower, whatever. This union all went so fast that maybe he didn't know what he was getting into. But nevertheless, he's an absolutely terrible and unreliable Republican. Really? Really? Wow, I'm surprised. Perhaps a rhino. That's the last guy you'd call a rhino. A real Republican is Thomas Massie. Everybody tries to be like him. Okay? Guts like him. Or maybe even worse, Ed Galerian, a farmer and war hero, is running against Massey. I mean, that's got to be the real rhino. He's a high-quality individual, and there's no candidate for Congress that could be better. Right? Sure. Uh-huh. He's running because he realizes Thomas Massey has been totally disloyal to the President of the United States and the Republican Party. What the heck? What do you mean disloyal to the Republican Party and President? Thomas Massey works for the people in his constituents in Kentucky. You, the American people, and his oath to uphold and defend your rights per the U.S. Constitution of the United States. Not the president or a party. Okay? He never votes for us. Well, he shouldn't. He should vote for the people. Okay? And the constitutional way, as he does. Okay? He always goes with Democrats. No, he doesn't. That's not true. Thomas Massey is a complete and total disaster. We must make sure he loses big. Man, such a disappointment in Trump. So many of us had hopes for Trump. Yep, really did. But look, he's going against the best congressman in America that everybody should be like. Talking to him trash like them. Well, here's Massey's response. So now he's attacking my wife who voted for him 3 times, calling her liberal. Maybe someone told him she's actually the one who suggested I ask Pam Bondi in person at a dinner when he would get phase 2 of the Epstein files. Yep, she's the one that asked Pam Bondi about Epstein files. Bondi said there were no more files. As they say, the rest is history. Well, obviously, Bondi was not telling the truth. There's millions of more files that some came out and more still hiding. So, now, so Massey continues another part that it was a hoax. You know, I cannot be bullied. I'm not done. And this is why those in power are doing everything in their power to defeat me. Yep, they want to defeat him. Of course, because he's the one guy standing for people in America and the Constitution, okay? And this guy says, releasing Epstein files is great, but you do a lot of work trying to thwart good things Trump is doing. Trump may be doing a few good things. I say he is. For example, immigration. He's doing good. LGBTQI nonsense, the DEI nonsense. Yes, getting out a lot of our UN treaties. Yes, he does some good things. But Massey responds correctly. Which of these things I'm trying to thwart are you a big fan of? Unnecessary war, warrantless spying, increased spending, foreign aid, Federal Reserve, federalized education, automobile kill switch, federal daycare fraud, refugee welfare, or gun control. Very good points, Mr. Massey. Okay? And this is for real, folks. Massey points out that almost $1 million of negative ads against me from unregistered foreign lobbyists dropped in my district within hours of my Epstein file release. How do you like that as a message that you don't stand for the people? You cover up with like other congressmen for the crooks or criminals in Epstein files. Are we a sovereign country or not? My election is a litmus test. I need your help. I agree, guys. Help Thomas Massey get reelected, folks. Support him any way you can. So here it is, a super PAC that's, you know, being organized to try to defeat this good man, okay? Now, here's also Massey for King, okay? Listen to question and ask of him. Listen to this question be asked of him. Yep, that's right. Massey told him off good, didn't he, about what he is not a Democrat. He's for all the crookedness in Washington, D.C. So now you know the man, number one, behind the release of the Epstein files, the one guy that's consistently for your rights, your freedoms, and U.S. Constitution that protects your rights and limits the government's power over your life. He's been interviewed by Jimmy Dore. A great guy out there exposing with the Epstein file what's going on. Okay, let's see what they got to say here.
You know what? I'm sure we disagree on lots of things also, you and I, but I don't ever have to worry about your opinion being bought. And I think we can have a reasonable discussion. And so I realized when Trump got elected in 2016, you know, my mother-in-law voted for Trump because of abortion. And they want me to hate my neighbor because of that. And I realized, well, I love my mother-in-law. She's a wonderful woman. I'm not going to hate people who voted different than me. And I realized the game real quick was that, oh, this is how they do it. They try to get one half the country looking at the other half of the country as their enemy instead of their neighbor. And my neighbor is not my enemy, and my neighbor is the person who's suffering under the same oligarchy and Zionist influence that I'm suffering under, and they want us to hate each other. So because if we realize we had more in common that divides us, we would come together because we have a common enemy, and that common enemy is the oligarchy, and they can't have that. So that's why you see all this stuff is happening, and, you know, there's more psyop. We live in one giant psyop is what I feel like. And
That's a great point. Imagine if they had convinced me and Ro Khanna that we hate each other so much that we couldn't work on the Epstein Files Transparency Act together.
Right.
But once we did, we had the biggest press conferences Washington, D.C. has seen in decades. And we did two of them with the survivors of the Epstein sex trafficking ring. And there, some of those survivors are Republicans, some are Democrat. They didn't care what our political affiliation was. And then when we got it to the floor, it was 427-1 in the House was the vote, and 100-0 in the Senate. If they had convinced people this was a partisan exercise by the time it got to the floor, which is why I kept it, tried to keep it from being about Bill Clinton or about Donald Trump. That was part of the psyop. Let's make it about Bill Clinton. And then we can keep the Democrats afraid of the files. Let's make it about Donald Trump, and then we can keep the Republicans afraid of it. And then we can make the vote, you know, 1-427 instead of 427-1 by getting both sides to hate each other or to hate this bill for political reasons. So you've got a great point. Maybe you don't need to vote. Maybe we don't need new people there. Maybe we just need to convince them they don't all hate each other as much as they're being told. And
okay, Bob, I'm going to play this part again for you guys. That's why this one didn't play with Thomas Massie. Here we go.
When will you change your party affiliation to Democrat?
I thought you knew. I vote with Republicans 91% of the time. And the 9% I don't, they're taking up for pedophiles, starting another war, bankrupting our country.
Yep, that's right. You know,
will you change
he is for Republicans most of the time, but against the pedophiles of Epstein. He's against all his endless wars and all this spending they do that under your name. With, you know, you having to pay the bills of the crooked Congress, you know, wasting your money. Now, here's what's going on, sadly. Judge Pirro on Fox News, I used to watch her. I love what she had to say. But look at how what's happening out there. Turn around these people once they're part of the government. Here what she says. Look at this.
And you bring a gun into the district, you mark my words, you're going to jail. I don't care if you have a license in another district, and I don't care if you're a law-abiding gun owner somewhere else. You bring a gun into this district, count on going to jail, and hope you get the gun back. And that makes all the difference.
Yeah, it's amazing how accountability works, you know, when people think that if they actually get arrested, they might have to do time and they might be taken off the street. It sort of puts a little different message into people's heads.
Okay, so now the Trump administration is for taking your right to bear arms. They used to be very much for freedom, your right guaranteed to bear arms. Now they're against it. I don't care if it's Minnesota or New York or Texas or Florida. You have a right to bear arms, period, anywhere. That was not part of the problem. And look at some people online are talking about this stuff. You get like Andrew Frizella. I'm excuse this little colorful language, but his point is well made. Good summary he makes about the problems out here.
We have a very corrupt government. We have a bunch of thieves. We have a bunch of fucking criminals who impoverish us and steal from us and take from us every day under the threat of violence, and then we are told we were a fucking free country. What free country is held hostage by their own government to pay money so that they can fucking take it and do whatever they want and obviously enrich themselves? Because that's why these people go from $126,000 a year salary to being worth $30 million in 2 years, and then in 10 years they're worth $400 million. Where do you think that comes from? We have a very corrupt government.
Yep, that's right. Where's all that come from, right? Because the corrupt dealings that they do with each other, okay, and there are people that pay them to get elected, right? So what's the solution? You keep working, you keep paying money, and they just uniparty, Democrat, Republican establishment together. They ignore you, they ignore the law, they ignore the Constitution, and they enrich themselves and the big money donors that pay for the election of these crooked people in Congress. Well, Congressman, you know, Marjorie Green, Taylor Greene gave us the answer once again. Listen to what she has to say about this.
It's not me just saying this. I think the proof is over and over and over. The American people have seen it. So, I mean, I'm not saying anything that's not true. The proof is in the pudding, you know, and it's just the reality. But you what can't can vote your way out of this. The people are going to have to refuse to support the political industrial complex. That's the only way you can tear it down.
Yep. She said it. You can't vote your way out of this. Whether you vote Democrat or Republican, with rare exceptions, like Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky, you get the same result. She said it several times. You cannot vote your way out of this. The only way is what? Stop funding the political class, the political industrial class. These people that benefit from the money you give them voluntarily. And she's a congresswoman. She was there for many years in the swamp, couldn't change the swamp. She is not running against this. I'm getting out of Congress. It's no use. No use being a congresswoman even. So what solution she has is the right one. We at Freedom Law School and many patriots for decades been talking about it. And it's something that you, each of you, can do very simply. I'll show you how easy it is to do so, okay? Let's go to Freedom Law School's website, freedomlawschool.org, okay? Here you can learn how to restore freedom and take 7 steps to regain your power and freedom that voting is not doing, okay? And you'll never again have to voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp, these crooks and criminals, okay, in the Epstein files, legally and safely, and if you want, with guarantee as well, my friends, okay? So you click on the start 7 steps right here, the gold bar, and it gets you right here to step 1 of the 7 steps, follow the law. You'll see for yourself clearly that based on the official legal websites of the U.S. government, that no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Yes, in this 8-minute, 10-minute video, you will see that the only people that have to file and pay income tax are anybody with any connections to Washington, D.C., citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., okay? People have owned real estate in D.C., covered in other videos, and businesses in D.C., okay? Now, that's just a start of the process. Second thing you got to realize is you got to stop putting the rope around your neck and give it to the IRS to get you, because that's what they do. Every time you sign that 1040 form, religiously, like a machine, every year, sign and file that 1040, because your accountant, CPA, HR block, you know, tax attorney, tell you like a machine, do this to be safe from the IRS. It's a lie. The opposite is true. You put the rope around your neck when you sign that 1040 confession trap form, okay? See, the fact of the matter is that when you were deceived by your counter attorney to sign a 1040 income tax confession trap form, you put the IRS noose around your neck. And how did you do that? Well, when you sign and file a 1040 income tax confession trap, you state under oath that you owe the IRS money. That's right. You did it. And that is how you give the IRS the power to audit you empty your bank account, steal your crypto, steal your property, and put you in prison. With our tax return, there's no expensive deductions, credits to audit at all. Okay? Now you're thinking, oh, no, Paymon. But I do the safe thing. I don't want to go to prison because, you know, I know if you don't file, you go to prison. You know? It's just, I'm going to play safe, but I'll file anyways. No! You actually get yourself in bigger trouble by doing that. I'm going to show you. You signed that 1040 form under penalties of perjury, under oath. Yes, that's what it says on here. And that is right. You look at the 1040 you filed last year with the IRS. You tell them how much you owe on line 37 under oath. And you subject yourself to go to prison for 9 years for each 1040 signature you put out and give to the IRS every year. That's right. 9 years for one 1040 income tax form signature. Now, the other thing you got to realize is that the IRS is doing all this to you by deception and fraud. They're bluffing you. The IRS is the Wizard of Oz, along with the major media, that made them to be such a big Godzilla that they're not. Okay? And they tell you, oh, don't look. Don't look behind the curtain. No, don't look there. Don't look at Freedom Law School's website. You know? Why? Because I pulled the curtain for you, and I'll show you, the American people, the Dorothys, that look, they are not this powerful thing that they make it believe that they are, because they are not. What's gone on is that you've been brainwashed all your life by the IRS, then television and media, charismatic preachers to pay your taxes. Fear, adoration of government, okay? File early. That's the reason why people pay income tax in America, okay? So you go there to step three and you realize IRS is deception and bluff. Then you go to step four, okay, and you realize you don't have to pay tribute to the beast of it's really slavery. All you do is question authority. Write your congressman. We have these petitions for free at freedomlawschool.org. Yes, three of them for free. Okay? And the law is spelled out in this petitions. And file income tax only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income taxes. When they can't show it to you, because not once any congressman has shown us wrong, that's when you are free. Yes. Thousands upon thousands of times, these free petitions have been downloaded from freedomlawschool.org. Send the congressman by certified mail, say, show me if I'm wrong. The law is quoted, attached to my petition, even highlighted for ease of reading for you. Show me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll pay my fair share of taxes. Otherwise, you stop the IRS, DOJ, and even crooked judges from misapplying this slavery on an innocent American people. This protects you from going to prison because you done it right the way you're supposed to do it. All this is for free at freedomlawschool.org for you. Please help yourself. I cannot do it for you. You must choose to do it for yourself and your family. Okay? And then, the myth of the IRS is now dispelled. The reality, you see, it's IRS is a fireless lizard. If you stop filing those 1040 confession forms under oath, if you stop putting a rope around your neck and give it to the IRS to pull, you have the choice to stop filing those 1040 tax forms. Poor or billionaire, you're in the same position. Your tax attorney knows none of this stuff. That's in the Internal Revenue Code, the Bible of the IRS. They pretend to know this. They do this gobbledygook. But I've got it figured out. You see in our petitions, completely spelled out. So here we go. You can take courage from the fact that none of our students at Freedom Law School came to me clean without pre-existing problems and stopped filing income tax with Freedom Law School has ever gone to prison for taxes. Nor had their paycheck or bank account levied or home or business seized by the IRS. We got documented proof right there in our website for yourself to see. And now if you choose, this is a privilege, it's a choice. You don't have to do it at all. But if you choose to be like these great men, stand up for your rights, stand up for your freedoms that you're meant to have when you were born, rights given by God, here's what you can do. Just like these great men, you can join hands and stop paying your enemies in the federal government swamp. Stop paying these crooks and criminals, okay, and the IRS. And give it to yourself, your family, and fellow patriots to protect each other. And with that money, now we can now fight the crooks and criminals and get more Thomas Massey's elected. Support truth-telling freedom media that America badly needs more of. Okay? And this is called the Restore Freedom Plan. If you do so, this privilege is available to you that you can enjoy 100% guarantee. You stop filing paying income tax with Freedom Law School as long as you're a member of the Restore Freedom Plan. Freedom Law School will prevent the IRS from levying your money, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you in full 100%. And you will also not go to prison. Where else can you get all this, right? It's only 30% of what you would have paid to swamp. The rest is for you to keep for you and your family and do what you want with it, like support people like Thomas Massey to represent you and your family and your freedoms, okay? It's all there. And listen, one more thing. Please love everybody you know. Tell them about Restore Freedom Plan, okay? You arm Americans, people you love, with truth, with the law, and restore freedom for American families and America as a union of 50 countries. That's a step 7. It's love and spread the truth. That's how you do it, according to Congresswoman Marjorie Greene, Taylor Greene, and Freedom Law School have been saying it for over 30 years. We are overdue for cleaning up this corrupt entity that the federal government has become enemy of you, your freedoms, with all these wars. I don't have to tell. You know about it. So do what you can by educating yourself as you drive around town. Put our videos up at freedomlawschool.org. Listen to them as you watch the road, and you enlighten, educate, and empower yourself. You get out of the Matrix. In the movie Matrix, what does Neo says? After a little while, I know Kung Fu, and you will know Kung Fu of freedom. You'll be empowered with freedom, brothers and sisters. If you, as you drive around town, listen to our videos, the 7 steps to freedom from the IRS at freedomlawschool.org, and at lunch and at dinner, you play it one more time. This time you watch and verify everything you heard is the truth. With that, I give you all my love, because I cannot do it for you. I can give you my love, my knowledge, but at the end, you have to continue seeking the truth. You continue seeking the truth that you have done now by watching this video, and you will be free by going to freedomlawschool.org now. Okay, my friends, I'm back with you again, here to answer your questions tonight. We do it every night. Your questions about freedom from tyranny, our corrupt government, how you can stop supporting them and get it back the way it was meant to be with America's founding fathers. Okay? All right, so let's go now. We have actually 4 people waiting to get the question answered. Let's put the call number on the screen for everybody to see. The calls we have right now waiting are from area code 321, area code 830, area code 954, area code 720, and another one just joined us from area code 612. Folks, this is tax season. We got a lot of people calling, asking questions. Please, as a courtesy to everybody else, waiting to get the question answered. Give me your first name, so I know what to call you. Then how you heard about Fear Law School. Make your question brief, and let's do it. Help everybody to be free. 321 area code caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hello, Damon. Can you hear me?
Hello? I can't hear him. Hold on a second. Her volume is too low. He's on her end or our end that I don't hear very good. Try again.
Hi, can you hear me now?
No, there's something wrong with your sound system. You wait for your microphone or connection not tied in probably very well in there. Let's try again.
Can you hear me right now?
Much better. Get as close as you can. All right. What's your name?
Okay. Hi, my name is Janet, and I heard your interview with Dr. Lee Merritt, so I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have paid my taxes regularly, but my income was very low as an artist, and I had deductions. Now I'm retired, and I received an inheritance, which was investments. I liquidated one of the investments in order to buy a house, and suddenly the IRS told me I owe them $33,000 in 12 days, and I'm freaking out. And so I just didn't know what to do. I was terrified. This was in fall last year, so I set up a payment plan for a monthly, you know, very small amount deduction. Is there a way for me to get out of the whole thing?
When did you receive the inheritance and you liquidate it?
The inheritance was probably 3 years ago in the form of stocks.
Did you file a 1040 income tax confession form after you received that inheritance the following year?
I honestly don't know or remember. Probably not, because that doesn't sound familiar.
Do you file 1040 income tax confession trap forms every year religiously, or sometimes you don't if your income is too low?
I think I heard you say, do I file religiously every year? Is that what you said?
Yes, or not.
Okay. Yes, I have filed every year.
Okay. Then you did file a 1040 confession form. You confess, you swore to your Lord, government God, my master. I made very little bit money, slave master, my Lord. Don't ask me to pay much, because I declare I made too little. I paid you, I owe you very little bit. Under oath, Lord, I declare that to you. So, but please don't pick on me if I forgot to list some money I made. Please go easy on me, Lord. And your Lord said, no, you forgot to list that inheritance you cashed in. Yeah, you lied on that 1040 form. So they send you a piece of paper, you got scared, and you came to a payment agreement. If you had not filed that 1040 form, Janet, you would not give up your right to challenge the IRS in court. But you give up your right to challenge the IRS when he signed that 1040 income tax confession form that you've been deceived all your life to do religiously, the very thing that gives the IRS the power to rape you as they did, is because you signed that 1040 income tax confession form under oath, under penalty of perjury. So that is why that happened. I'm not sure that's what it seems to be the case, but I've not seen any paperwork of your case. Without paperwork, I'm just guessing as to what happened. Let me suggest you send for a one-on-one private consultation at Freedom Law School to one of my assistants, okay, that you could afford, okay? And you can go on our website to see that under Get Help on the top left at freedomlawschool.org. You click on that. Okay, we need to see your paperwork, consultation, on the top left. You click on that order form, okay? You don't want to talk to me. I'll charge too much for you, $1,000 an hour. But people I've trained, they charge. I charge less for them, $300 an hour, or maybe $175 for half an hour would be probably enough for you to review your paperwork of the case and see what can be done. But one thing for sure, you will stop doing, Janet. You will stop declaring yourself a slave of the IRS. Stop. It's like getting a corona jab. All your life you trusted the doctors and went and got the flu vaccine every winter until you came across Dr. Lee Merritt and others tell you, no, don't take the jab.
No, I know. I've never had a flu vax or anything. No, I know what's going on. So
right. Good.
You know, I just felt so trapped.
Right. So not the same comparison. That's all it is. Stop filing tax returns, and you should be fine from here on. But about your past problems, I got to see your paperwork. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Janet. Thank you for calling. Let's go now to the next caller. Let's see. We had an 83 area code caller who left. We're going to go to 954 area code caller, then by 720 caller, 612 area code caller, and the 484 area code callers. Guys, wait, hang in there. I'll get your questions, okay? Just hang in there. Okay, 954 area code caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, Fairman, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, my name is Kyle. I heard about you guys through Redacted, right? Awesome interview. Blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for, I'm going on my second year now.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult to get rid of the fear in the back of my mind, I must say. Mm-hmm. My wife as well. But trying my best to work through that.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, so my wife essentially has this great opportunity to lease this commercial space to help make essentially one of her many dreams come true. The issue is dependent on my income. And of course, they are asking me for tax returns, and I cannot provide those tax returns. How would I best manage the situation? Essentially, maybe a better way to phrase this is, how do I go about just general leasing commercially? And actually, I want to extend that question a little bit more to also purchasing properties in the future.
Okay. Your wife has the opportunity to do what, you said?
She wants to lease a commercial space. But it's dependent on my income.
Lease a commercial space.
Yes.
Okay.
And
we'll go to another.
To put it under my name.
Well, why is it leasing a place is so special? Go to some other place that they're asking for a 10 for income tax confession from. There are lots of buildings in America where we are at Freedom Law School. Guess what? We need a bigger place to be at. You know, I used to work out of my garage. It wasn't big enough. We filled it up. So we moved out. Nobody asked you for your tax return to lease me a space. You want my tax return before you take my money? I'm going to take my money some other place. Very simple.
Okay. All right. Okay, fair game. And then I guess I'll just extend that to purchasing properties. Like, how do I go about that? Because I'm pretty sure they asked you for tax returns as well, right?
No, not always. That's not true. Go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, okay? And then you go under, on the top center left, educational tab. Under there is frequently asked questions. You click on FAQ. These are the questions patriots frequently ask us. You can put on a search thing in the middle, okay? You can put on there what you want. Or go down, find a question, you know, about that. And guess what? Question number 4 is, how do I buy a home without a tax return? There's a 20-minute video on this topic. Watch the video. It tells you how to do it. That's why I do these videos, to make it easy to do that. Don't have to watch me say it again. My voice will give if I did every time. Watch the video. It tells you how to do it. By the way, this is not the time to buy real estate. This is the time to sell real estate. Our money system is owned by the privately owned banks and the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank. It's not part of the government. They make money out of thin air and lend it out at interest. And these up and down cycles of inflation and recession are predictable. I learned that in Economics 101 back in 1981 in college. Yes. So you can predict these. I predicted a 2008 crash. Right now, way before the next crash, the housing prices have gone up. They peaked. They're flat and or slowly going down. The crash, maybe a year, maybe two and a half years away, but it will happen. You should have bought a house back in 2011, 12, 14, 17. Not now. So having said that, now warning to you, because I was an economics major, a business major way back then. I know about economics and money. I'm an economist also on the bigger picture stuff. Okay? You can do that or not. Up to you. Wait for the crash. Buy the same house at least a third less. Or half the price you're looking to get right now. You know, just be patient. Rent for right now. Anything else you want to know about that, my friend, Kyle?
That's pretty much it. I very much appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kyle. Thanks for calling, brother. Don't be afraid. The fear is caused by lack of knowledge and ignorance of the topic. It can be easily cured. Study that topic.
Okay.
IRIS is our website for free. What do you do for a living, Kyle?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a health coach.
Well, guess what? Health coach? You got yourself a freedom coach. All you got to do, dude, I'm telling you, folks, don't let that ride in the car be a waste. You get in that car, I love to play music in my car, too. Okay? But I was young. I'm 63 now. How old are you now, Kyle?
I'm 48.
Yeah. Even now sometimes. I still want to learn about something. I put a video. I listen to it in my car. Or do. Use that time in the car to coach yourself to freedom, brother. Okay? Thank you, Kyle, for your question. Let's now go down to 7208 caller. Please give me your first name, my friend. How you heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question, please.
Hi, Kayman. This is Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother. Thank you for asking.
Well, first of all, I found out about you from a friend I ran into at a conference about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, and I've been learning quite a bit, and do want to say thank you for all the information you put out.
Get close to the microphone. I can barely hear you. Get close to the microphone, please. Go ahead, Michael. Speak up. Get close to the microphone. Continue, please. I think he got disconnected. Must be a bad area. Okay? Michael, call back, my friend, because we don't hear you. Looks like your line got disconnected. All right. Let's see. We're going to go now. Oh, he came back. Let's try going again. Okay, catch him again, because he just came back. Michael, you're live again. He showed up again. You see him at the bottom. He's at the bottom. There it is. Yeah. 720, he came back. All right, Michael, you got
reconnected.
Sorry about
that. Can you hear me now?
Much better, yes. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay.
You heard about us from a friend. I got that. Good. What's your question, Michael?
Basically, I have returns from 2020 to 2023. This is unfortunately before I found out about you that I have filed but not paid. I was getting ready to pay them, and I've come across a group that has advised to send in amended returns, essentially saying I owe zero for those 4 years. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts about that, and if I can add one last part in. The IRS sends me stuff all the time, and they have in this pamphlet, you have the right to understand your tax, you know, this and that, which, you know, until I found out about you, I'm realizing I clearly didn't understand it, and the accountants I had didn't understand it. And as you point out, they say, if I fill that out incorrectly, I'm in violation of the law. So now that I think I understand it, I mean, it's almost like if I didn't send in amended returns, then I would be violating the law. But I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that. And thank you again for all that you do.
You can do a zero return if you want to. People have done that, I knew, since the 1990s. I remember one time in my classroom, I was teaching live classes in my living room back then. I had four people in front of me. Okay, what state do you live in, by the way, Michael?
I'm in Florida. I guess I was technically a resident of Denver during those years.
You're Colorado back then, yeah. So I had four people in my classroom. They all did zero returns. One of them got a refund from the IRS and from the California Franchise Tax Board. I used to live in California. Second guy got a refund from the IRS, but got no refund from California, but got a penalty instead from California Franchise Tax Board. Third person got no refund from the IRS, got a penalty from the IRS, but got a refund from the state of California. Fourth person got no refund from the IRS, got penalties from the IRS, and got no refunds from state of California, got penalties from state of California. So it's a crapshoot. Sometimes it works, sometimes it does not. I'll recommend it. Why? Because I don't want you coming to me and say, Paymon, oh, I'm one of those guys that didn't work out, Paymon. You didn't tell me about that. I don't want that responsibility around my neck. That didn't work, because it does not work guaranteed. These guys, I know who they are, by the way, to take your money, they tell it to you to do it, but they show you paychecks. Yes, those paychecks are real, and real testimony of people that got their money back from the IRS and or from the state. They don't show you the ones that didn't get no refund and got penalties on top of that. I've seen people come to me with $50,000, $70,000 penalties, and the IRS wants them, will come after them for more money on top of that. So you want to take that risk? Go ahead. But go with your eyes.
Although, actually, I haven't paid it yet. So I have an amount outstanding, so I wouldn't be claiming a refund. I have submitted the 1040s. They've been accepted, and they send me the letters trying to collect it, but I've not paid it yet. Mm-hmm. So does that change anything?
Well, not really. They just haven't. The IRS is such a incompetent, bloated, you know, irresponsible agency. This image people have the about IRS that, oh, IRS will come after me, take my money, my paycheck, my bank account. It's a bunch of baloney. IRS is a failed agency. If you go to our website, okay, and you go step three, I show you in there, there's a chart about IRS being based upon deception and bluff. And in there, you see a chart from a tax advocate that shows back in 2011, IRS, you know, levied about 3.7 times. But by 2021, it was down to less than 10% to only about 300 times. So, yes, you can owe the IRS money. IRS will not come after you a lot of the times. Sorry. It's what it is.
It's been accepted already?
Who accepted what?
They've accepted my 1040s. I know now that I probably shouldn't have filed them.
I know they did. So it's a done deal. Done deal. Don't think you'll be done about it, unless you want to take that risk.
You would advise just paying that?
No.
At this point.
You pay them or not. They may never come after you. There are many people that owe the IRS money. IRS has only 10 years to collect the money. And after 10 years, the tax simply, poof, goes away, expires. That's right. It does happen. So meanwhile, I'll assist you. If you want to pay him, pay him if you want to. If not, save it. Get some gold, some Bitcoin, some silver. Save it. Okay? So in case they do take your money, you saved it. Because listen, if you're going to be, how much you owe the IRS based money or tax returns on the confession forms? $50,000, $200,000, how much?
About $100,000.
Yeah. Save that $100,000 to yourself. perhaps. I would consider that. Pay yourself that monthly payment of $1,000 a month or $3,000 a month with the IRS. Make the payment plan for yourself, buying gold, silver, or Bitcoin. That's the other option you have besides paying.
It would be better to do nothing than even submit an amended one.
Yep, amended one has that risk. I told you, you get nothing back, and it penalized instead on top of that.
Okay. Do I face any legitimate risk? I guess the way I've looked at it is that if there's a penalty, you know, obviously I don't want to have that, but could handle that, you know, and I'm still trying to feel where the bluff line is on the whole jail thing. If I just did nothing, is there any conceivable risk that I could end up in a situation like that?
That's, you know, here's the thing about risk. Guys, you asked the wrong question. Okay? Is there a risk that tomorrow, Michael, you can go to get in your car and drive away and die in a car? Yes, there's a risk. Every year, 50,000 people die in a car accident in America. So you cannot go risk-free with anything, including getting your car, but you still get in the car every day. So please don't ask me for guarantees like that. Okay, I can't give it to you. But you're either going to pay him or not pay him, or do the zero return thing, take a chance. That's it. There's three choices. That's all there is. So pick one. Think about it. Pick one. I cannot make that decision for you. I give you the benefits, you know, and drawbacks to them.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, I sure appreciate that and really appreciate all that you do. And just thank you again.
You're welcome, Michael.
Getting closer to pulling the trigger on opting out, and you've been a big help. So I really appreciate you.
You're welcome. Yes, be thankful you're no longer a slave. No longer filing those slavery confession forms to the IRS under oath. No longer paying these crooks and criminals any money and savings for yourself and your family. So, you didn't know. You have a little ding from the past. All right. Life is not perfect, but you'll be just fine. And look at the glass, which is more than half full. All right, Michael?
Yep. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend.
You have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Same with you, Michael. We have two callers right now. Area code 612 and 484 callers. The number would be on the screen if you want to call. The numbers looks like it would be reversed on the screen, isn't it? It seems like it. The call number is 424-552-1299. Then you press 1 on your telephone keypad. It looks to me like it's a reverse, okay? Again, the call number is 424-552-1299, and then you press 1 to get on the list of people with questions, okay? All right. So 612 area code caller, you're next, my friend. Please give me your name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Yeah, Payman, this is M. Roberts, and I sent you some information yesterday, so you should have a copy of it there. Here's my question. I had 3 years of returns amended by a company who recently had the FBI raid them.
Hold on. How did you hear about us?
Oh, from a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine.
Okay. So you had 3 years of tax return that was amended by this company, right?
Yes. And you have a copy of one of them there for an example.
I only have his email, guys. The document is like, can you guys, want you guys get it to me? Guys, go get him, see if you can get the document, he says. Find out where he is, please get it. I'm sorry, I apologize to you. My help did not give me the copy of the document that you referred to. They only gave me your email that I do have here where you said I had 3 years of returns amended by a company who recently had the FBI raid them, not the IRS. I signed the documents and submitted them to both the state and the IRS. The bad news is that I signed them and sent them in, but the company that had prepared them has the name on them nowhere. Well, it doesn't matter if the name's on them or not. That's irrelevant. Your question is, are they faulty? You mean the tax returns? No, they're not faulty at all. As long as you sign under oath what's on the 1040 is true, correct, that you owe them money or claim a refund, That's just fine, okay? And you ask if you need to resend them voluntarily? No. Did you file those returns with the IRS or not, bottom line?
I filed the original returns and made all the payments for the 1040s. These were amendments where this company, which is the example that I sent you, where they helped fill out these forms that say, hey, lawfully I don't have to pay this money, and so please give it back. That's what the amendments are.
Oh!
It
was one of those, like the last caller was thinking about, Michael.
Yeah, similar to Michael.
Zero returns, gave my money back, refund my money because I want money back, like Michael was thinking about doing. That's what you did. Well, yeah. FBI search getting their stuff doesn't matter. FBI and I, hold on. FBI and IRS don't talk like you think they do. It's not one weak mind. So 99.9%, it has no relation and will not have nothing to do with the IRS. Okay? Because IRS has separate procedures to do these things. Also, you are not the target. The company is the target. Okay? They simply do not have enough employees to come after everybody out there. They just can't. It's physically impossible to have cops prosecute every criminal. They have to only do a few of them that they can get to. They're not interested in you. They are interested in that company. Okay? And that's it. You'll be fine.
So my 1040s were originally filed on time. The money was paid. This is, 3 years later. So we went back for the last 3 years to do these amendments to get the money back. So I don't owe them anything. I'm trying to get the money back from them. I'm just wondering, are these a problem the way that they're written, which is why I sent you a copy?
My people are right now going to print out what you sent attachment for me to review. But let me tell you this. There is nothing you can do about it either way. Period. End of story. You already signed and filed with the IRS under oath those amended zero type returns. You cannot undo them any more than you can put the toothpaste back in the toothpaste dispenser. So it's done. The mess is already made, and there's nothing to be done about it. Go on with your life. And stop.
Okay.
The income tax withholding from your paycheck and no more filing. Are you an employee or business owner or independent contractor?
I am nothing. I am retired and I don't plan on filing any more returns.
Okay, then. Enjoy the rest of your many years. Done.
Okay. One quick follow up. Or the rest of that question is, everything that I hear regards the federal IRS now, those amendments also went to the state. So my question is how does the state play into the whole 1040 situation?
I just answered that question to the previous caller. Did you hear me? Answer the last caller.
I'm not sure I picked up on that.
I told him that four people do these kind of zero tax returns, try and get the money back. One person got money from the IRS and a state refund. The other one got from the IRS, but the state gave him no refund but penalties. The third person, IRS gave him penalties and no money. And the state gave up the money. The fourth person got nothing from them except penalties from IRS and state. So that may or may not happen. Again, it does not matter. There's nothing you can do at all about it, no matter what happens. If you're destined to die in a car accident 10 years from now or tomorrow, it's going to be done. You cannot do anything about it. Neither can I.
I received one state refund already from the amendment. Do I cash the check or just leave it sit?
Yeah, you can cash it if you want to. They already gave you a check.
Okay.
They gave you a check. Why not cash it? Yeah, you got made me get one of those lucky ones that you get a refund and no penalty. Enjoy your life. Okay? Anything else, Robert?
No. Thank you so very much, Damon.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure to help you. All right, we have only one more caller waiting to get the question answered. If you have a question right now, call in. The number to get your question answered is 424-552-1299, and then press 1 on your telephone keypad. The number to call is 424-552-1299, and then press 1 if you have a question. The next caller from area code 484, you are live with Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Are you there, caller? 484, you're a caller. Are you live with us? Do you have a question? Please go ahead and ask now. Okay, you're live right now. 484, you could call it. Go ahead. Are you there? One more time. 484, Erica's caller. You're live with Freedom Law School. If you have a question, please go ahead and announce yourself now. Okay. He's not there, guys. When we look at the questions online, guys, let's do that. Anybody there? You want to ask, guys? Phil? Okay. Anybody have anything there? We'll answer your questions there. And if you have a question, meanwhile, go ahead and call. The number is 424-552-1299, and then you press 1 on your telephone keypad to get your question answered. The number again is 424-552-1299, and you press 1 on your telephone keypad to get your question answered. Okay, there's a question online from Razor64. Hello, Paymon. I need to file to get my tax refund for a W-2 job. I put zero for income. I also had 40,000 withdrawals. Do I need to pay taxes on money that I took out of my 401k account? You do not owe any money on any money you made as long as you're not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. Your 401k money is tax-free. Wages, salaries, commission, business income, rentals, stocks, bonds, crypto, commodities, none of that is taxable because you're not from the country called the District of Columbia. You're not from the country of Washington, D.C. You're from one of the 50 states, and you're free. All right? So hope that helps that caller with that question. We have another question right now. It looks like from Daisy, PAP369. Dear Paymon, is it possible to have a conversation with you regarding a tax-exempt foundation based in Florida? The foundation serves humanity beyond your imagination. Thank you. I'm not sure what you mean by conversation because, people, I'm very busy. I got a lot of stuff I got to get done. I got commitments to people I must honor, okay? And so there's no one quite like me that knows everything I know. So for that, I just don't get on the phone, have a conversation with anybody, okay? But bottom line is, you do not need a tax-exempt foundation to do what you do. Whatever you want to do is immune from taxes, just like me. Freedom Law School is freedomlawschool.org. I didn't make it to become a millionaire or a billionaire. Okay? I did it to restore freedom. So that's why I did freedomlawschool.org, not .com. So you want to do what you do for good purposes? You're not trying to become a billionaire? You do not need a tax-exempt thing because there's no tax in the first place that applies to you to exempt out of it. Exempt means you owe it in the first place, not exempting it out. That's what that is. So no, you don't need to do that at all. So beyond that, you need to be more specific. Call my office. But normally I do charge $1,000 an hour for one-on-one consultations to help you live free better. But I don't need anything tax exempt because we're tax immune. Just like you and I do not owe any tax to Russia, France, Germany, Egypt. Taxes. There's nothing to be to be exempt from those taxes. Same thing here goes. Okay? All right. We just had a caller join us from area code 914. 914 area code caller. Please give me your first name. I heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question,
please. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Payman. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Great. So I have a question because regarding the updating the W-4. The only way I could do it is electronically, and I wasn't sure, so I have a couple of questions. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Basically, you can do a W-4 electronically. The instructions are on our website.
Well,
I have it on our website. Do you follow the website instructions?
I mean, I did see on the website for the paper, but not for the electronic.
There's instructions for electronic also. You fill it up electronically, okay? And then you see it right there on the page that says, free yourself from withholding, okay? So you go on the right, on the top center right of our website, go down number 3, free yourself from tax withholding. Okay. When you go to that page, you scroll down and you see after you read the warnings first, okay, then on right, see bottom right, instructions, choose your method. Option B, online portal submission, okay? And basically that involves after doing the online process, you mail your employer a packet anyway, the paper packet basically. You mail it to them. So you did an online thing, but there's a paper record also you sent to your employer. That's it. Okay?
Okay. I'll find it. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's there on our website. All of you should right away stop income tax stealing or withholding by your employer for free on our website.
I have it here. I have it here, actually, one of the questions. I wrote it down.
Okay.
It says, like, do you qualify as a non-resident alien? You may qualify as a non-resident alien if you are both.
No, hold on. Stop.
Or not.
Stop. That question assumes the United States means the 50 states. And then they claim you're a non-resident alien with respect to the 50 states, like from Germany or Russia or Japan or Egypt. But United States and tax law in the Internal Revenue Code, okay, it does not mean the 50 states. It means the District of Columbia, okay? So you are a non-resident alien with respect to the District of Columbia, but again, now they have other taxes. They assume that you're taking profits out of District of Columbia and you're subject to those taxes. So you are not U.S. citizen for tax purposes to begin with. Follow the instructions on our website. That's why I've done this. There's no way I could just do all of this, okay, one-on-one with people. That's why on our website, have done this thing. The instructions are there in written format. The video is in there. Just follow that. But what is your name? I did not catch your name.
Oh, Joyce.
Joyce. And how do you hear about Freedom Law School, Joyce?
That's a great question. Where did I see this? I feel like I've been following you for a while. I think I saw or I heard you on one of these podcast type things.
Okay. That's good enough. That's okay. No problem.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Anything else I can help you
all
with,
right,
Joyce?
So it gets very confusing to me, though, when they talk about non-resident alien and, you know, then they ask, have not passed a green card test.
Like, look, what? I don't have that. Whatever document you have in front of me, I'm not a magician to read with a laser like Superman what you're looking at in your paperwork. I can't comment on the paperwork.
Hold on. No, stop.
I don't do that. Nope. There's no way you can read the whole document in complete context in his program. It's not made for that.
I literally just read you the question.
I need the context of the whole document. Okay, I don't know what it's even about. So that if you want, I can review up to 10 pages of any paperwork. Just fax, email, or U.S. mail to Freedom Law School. Let us know. That's for the Freedom Hour. Send it to us at least 2 days before the Freedom Hour, and I will go over it on the Freedom Hour for you, just like this guy did. The caller came in, sent me a cover letter and several pages, and I reviewed it for him as free of charge. You can do that. Next week, I'll be happy to go over that for you on the Freedom Hour.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Okay, Joyce?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, asking your question. That way all of you can help learn from each other, hopefully, to be free. It's lovely to be free. I can tell you that, guys, okay? No need to be afraid of the IRS. Just have knowledge, okay? Take the time to educate yourself. You'll be free just like me. All right, we have a 484 area code caller who is, no, that's not us. We have no more callers then. Okay, because we got everybody's questions answered. The 321 area code caller, we answered. Okay. Well, hey, one last call for questions. Call 424-552-1299 and you press 1. Again, 424-552-1299 and press 1. Otherwise, let's go online, guys. See what questions are filled. Hello, Phil. Online questions, gentlemen. Nothing there? No question there online for the answer, guys? All right. Well, then, I'm glad to take care of all of you with your questions. People, remember this. You were looking for freedom. You were meant to live free. You found it at freedomlawschool.org. Go there, okay? And you will be free if you go and check out all the resources available at freedomlawschool.org. Go through the 7 steps to regain your freedom and power. That's all you got to do, okay? Take the 7 steps, and you can be income tax-free forever with a guarantee if you choose. Oh, we have one real caller, it looks like, right? We got it from area code 417 just joining us, all right? So 417 area code caller. Please give us your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. I think I ran across you back in the 1990s. It's been a long time.
What is your name?
My name's Jim.
All right, Jim.
And anyway, so here's my question. I understand we're supposed to fill out the W-4 exempt, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the state that I am in, the state income tax forms follows the federal form.
Okay.
So they're going to, they ask you what your federal gross income, whatever, from the 1040. So if you're not filing the 1040, what number are we supposed to put in there?
That is not correct. You don't put number. You put exempt with explanations, attachments, all that stuff is on our website, people. I'm not going to go repeat what I've already recorded. I got a web page on our website for it every time on the Freedom Hour people call. Okay, there's a video on there for 14 minutes that I go over this in more detail and written instructions on our page on Free Yourself from Tax Withholding on the right. There it is. You've known me for about 30 years now. So, Jim, do yourself a favor. Go to our website, freedomlawschool.org. On the right of the menu on the top right center area, go down. The third item comes up, Free Yourself from Tax Withholding. Okay? And there, you watch the video. Follow instructions there.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it, and thanks for everything you do, buddy.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Jim. All right. We have no more caller now, looks like. So, this is it. People, thank you very much for your love of freedom. Remember, you were meant to live free. So, go to freedomlawschool.org. Educate yourself. Tell others about us. We'll pay you when other people join our Restore Freedom Plan. Yes. And you can join a Restore Freedom Plan yourself also with the down payment if you want to. If you can't afford it, don't. Just do the stuff for free at freedomlawschool.org. But if you want to have the extra protection and you want to be a part of restoring America to freedom like it was over 200 years ago, you have that opportunity. The Russian people who were enslaved after the communist revolution in 1917, in 1991, over 70 years later, they freed themselves from the yoke of that communist tyranny. The income tax scam in its modern form, guess what? Started in 1950s in this modern way. It's been over 7 years now. It's due. So, do your part. Join the peaceful restoration of a republic, not revolution, restoration at freedomlawschool.org, and I'll be back with you next Tuesday night again.